Page 74. Exercise 5. You are going to hear people talking about topics connected to the natural world. Listen and choose the correct answer.
1.
Hello, listeners. Today we're meeting Charlotte, who teaches nature studies to local school children. Charlotte, can you tell our listeners what you're doing here today?
Hi, Jamie. Well, I'm here in the park with my students, and I'm teaching them how to identify plants that are safe to eat.
But we're in East London. There can't be many edible plants in a London park.
You'd be surprised. You know, a growing number of people in big cities are turning to the parks and streets for plants they can pick and eat for free. They call themselves urban foragers.
2.
I know you'd plan to stay in this weekend, but you should think about going to the new exhibition at the Natural History Museum. It's about what would happen to the ecosystem if some animals, like sharks, were wiped out. I was there yesterday. It's got tons of information and great displays. The rest of the museum is pretty amazing too. The best part is the section on spiders. I saw an Amazonian tarantula, which was almost 30 centimetres across. I spoke to a guide there, and he said that they were getting a Goliath spider soon. It actually eats birds. We have to go and see it.
3.
How was your camping trip, Shelley?
Great. We were excited about visiting Yellowstone National Park, but we got a bit more than we had planned on. First of all, there was the weather. We thought it would be hot, but at night we were freezing. Apparently, the unpredictable weather is brought about by the park's high altitude, about 1,800 metres. That was uncomfortable, but not nearly as bad as the bear. I opened our tent in the middle of the night and a huge bear was standing right there. Luckily, it turned around and walked away, but I stayed up all night worrying after that.
4.
Well, we've just had one of the hottest Aprils in history, and thousands of people have brought forward their plans for a beach holiday. But the country woke up to a totally new situation today. It seems the sun has gone into hiding and we've been hit with freezing weather and a surprise snowstorm. Not quite enough to go skiing, but a memorable event for this time of the year in Britain. Fortunately for commuters, the roads haven't been affected yet. But please take precautions and keep under the speed limit.
5.
This is the manchineel tree, otherwise known as the Tree of Death. It looks harmless enough, and you might even think that its fruit, which resembles apples, looks tempting. Do not, I repeat, do not eat the fruit. Do not touch the tree trunk or any branches. Do not stand under or even near the tree or pick up any fallen leaves. The manchineel is extremely poisonous, and people have been killed by it. So enjoy looking, but stay away from it.